This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, August 9. More regrets. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 26. Now Peter was sitting out in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. "You also were with Jesus of Galilee," she said. But he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out to the gateway, where another servant girl saw him, and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives you away." Then he began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. Sometimes the things we regret are not things we have done, but things that we haven't done. For example, after a conversation or a meeting, I'll think back and wish I had said or done something differently, for a better result. We can all think of things that we wish we would have done but didn't. On the night that Jesus was arrested, Peter denied 3 times that he even knew Jesus. And even though Jesus forgave him, I wouldn't be surprised if Peter recalled that night often, wishing he had stood up and told the truth. No doubt, fear played a big role in Peter's denials. Fear of being found out, fear of being associated with an accused man, fear of being tried and killed himself. But then I wonder if a form of fear might also have visited Peter years later as he recalled those events. Fear tied to regret for not doing what he should have done. Fear plays the same games with us at times. Perhaps we're afraid of consequences or of being judged or of what it might cost to speak the truth. And later, as we think back to those times, maybe we're afraid again. Afraid that our character wasn't good enough, or that we will be judged for not doing right. But we have to give those failings to God. God has forgiven us, and His perfect love drives fear away. Pray with me. Lord, help us to do what's right in all situations, and please take away our fears. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.